T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Anyway, the Hawks play tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tip-off at 7:30, pregame at 7 against the Washington Wizards. The first of their final four games at home to close out the season. Joining us right now on the wadeford.com to talk some Hawks is Sarah Spencer from the AJC. Sarah, how are you?
Hey, Sarah.
I'm great. Hey, guys, what's up?
Well, just kind of looking forward to these final four games. And I think obviously the biggest story, I guess there's two really big stories, playoff positioning, and we'll get there in a minute, and the return of DeAndre Hunter. What has changed with his situation over the last few days that's potentially going to get him back out on the court for the Hawks?
Yeah, so basically the Hawks had 3 days off in between that loss to Indiana and then tonight's game versus the Wizards, and that stretch could not have come at a better time. It gave them a few days to kind of regroup and try and get healthy. And basically what has changed is that he's able to do five-on-five. He's able to participate in live work, do some scrimmaging. So that happened on Saturday. Sunday, they didn't do anything live, but they just went out there and got shots up, went through a few different scenarios, that kind of thing. Knee responded well after that. So now kind of the last hurdle is for him to go through, probably pregame tonight and the walkthrough. So he looked this questionable. So I guess most likely what will happen is they'll see how the walkthrough goes tonight. And, you might see DeAndre Hunter as soon as tonight, depending on how things go today.
And, Sarah, we know that when players come back out their long layoff, especially a long layoff like DeAndre Hunter has, it's usually a time minutes restriction and all those things. With four games left, all of them at home, I think. How much do you think they rev him up in order for them? Because they do get a week off, because I do think they're going to make it out of the play-in. But if they do get that 1 week off, do you see him as a possibility of moving back into his starting role if that all goes as I said it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely a possibility as far as him getting back into the starting lineup, just because that's the rotation that he's used to.
Right.
Nate McMillan did mention it's a possibility he might play with the second unit some, because for sure he's probably going to be on a minute restriction, and I think that's good for them to kind of gradually work him back into the lineup. And I think it's also a benefit that they have four games, and you're right, all of them are at home for the rest of the regular season stretch, which is just very helpful to them, just logistically and schedule-wise. If he comes back today, he'll get four games to kind of amp up and get ready for the playoffs. So you don't necessarily have to throw him out there tonight, full speed. Right. You have the time and the ability to kind of let him come back gradually. And four games is a pretty good stretch. That's probably about the time that he needed to kind of ramp back up and be ready for playoffs. If he hadn't been able to play at all in the regular season, or if it was just one game or so, it's kind of a big ask for someone to come out there and just go full systems go beginning in the playoffs. So this is pretty good timing if they can get him back tonight.
Yeah, we've been sort of wondering over the last, 2 weeks since the DeAndre Hunter conversation has been here, that maybe he would be able to get back out there and try to ramp back up before the playoffs, like what the cutoff date was, like how few games is too few games to get him ready to have him play in the playoffs? Because I wonder, and this might just be speculation on your part, but that's okay, would they have him on a minutes restriction in a playoff series? Like can you do that with a guy?
Probably. I mean, if you had to, it's not worth him, it's not worth a guy who you're invested in long term, getting hurt or permanently, damaging something. It's also just good that they probably are avoiding that scenario altogether, because he's probably going to be back either tonight or Wednesday. So I think that's, I think that's very good fortune because, you know, I mean, DeAndre missed quite a few games and then he came back for two a while back and, you know, had some swelling issues with his knee and then was out another 20 or so games. So he's a guy where, you know, when the knee has already been kind of a sensitive situation, you know, I think it is very important to kind of be gradual with it. So regardless of whether they do that or not in the playoff series, although I think they would, you know, just to be cautious with him. You know, fortunately, hopefully it looks like they're going to get a little cushion here where they can be cautious with him in the regular season. And even without DeAndre, the Hawks have been winning at a pretty good clip. So we'll see how these final four games go. You know, it's a much, much easier schedule than a lot of the other teams that they're jockeying for position have. But sometimes that can also be both a blessing and a curse because you got to be locked in and you got to stay focused regardless of opponent, even if your opponent is not playing for, you know, the postseason, but just to kind of mess up your season, if that makes sense.
Sarah, do you think that Chris Dunn will finally find a way to get in the rotation? Because one thing, I know when they brought him over, he came in as one of the best on-ball wing defenders in basketball. And that's something that you're going to probably need in the playoffs, depending on who you play. No, you would need that in the playoffs. Do you think there's any way that with DeAndre coming back, they might push him down? Or do you think Nate could find somewhere to use a guy in his skill set?
You know, it's a good question. I definitely thought that Chris Dunn would be kind of gradually inched back into playing more, getting more playing time, even if it's just situational. Like, let's say he's not a go-to part of a rotation, but you have a guy out there, you know, a guard or a wing who's just destroying you. And so you throw Chris Dunn out there just on a matchup. But Nate McMillan said the other day that, you know, for the most part, he's not really going to go with him as a backup guard. And rotations only get shorter. Things only get smaller as you go into the playoffs. And I understand that from a chemistry perspective. I do, because the Hawks have already had, they've been the third most injured team in the league this season. So they've already had so many moving parts and so many kind of, you know, chemistry issues that kind of arise from that. But as far as deploying him on a matchup, I thought they would do that a little bit more. And I guess we'll still see, but it doesn't sound like that's necessarily part of the plan at this time.
Well, we didn't see him play in that Blazers game at all. That seemed like a bad sign for Dunn, because if they were going to throw him out there on Lillard or McCollum, and they didn't do it, that didn't seem good. And then obviously Nate's talked about it since then. Sarah Spencer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking Hawks. She covers them for the AJC. At this point right now, again, we got four games left, playoffs on the horizon. What is the Hawks' biggest strength as you see it, as the playoffs are just a couple games away?
Well, I think you're finally starting to see, you know, the good news is there's a couple different strengths. I think you're finally starting to see the true potential and true depth of this team and actually see for the first time, maybe not the first time, but the first time consistently, how many weapons they actually have at their disposal. And you just didn't get to see that for most of the season just because of injury issues. And, you know, in the second half, they've really been surging, and you're starting to see guys like Bogey who is, you know, completely dominating from 3-point range. And that's not all he can do. You know, he's not just a shooter, but you're starting to see him really emerge in a way that you, of course, didn't in the first half because he was injured for most of it. You know, you're starting to see guys like Gallinari come off the bench and do exactly what he was brought here to do off the bench. Bring that scoring pop, bring that veteran presence. You're starting to see, you know, I mean, and obviously DeAndre coming back, you know, I think Trey has found a lot of good chemistry with different guys. You're starting to see a lot of the just scoring potential and overall chemistry and overall just arsenal of weapons that this team actually has to deploy that just wasn't available earlier in the season. You know, we'll see how the defense holds up. However, getting DeAndre back would be a big step in the right direction defensively.
What are the chances you think that DeAndre plays tonight? Because it does seem like he has to come back, but whenever they had players that are coming off injuries always, we'll wait to shoot around pregame and then we'll see, but then they don't end up playing. Do you think it's more realistic that he might play in the next game and not tonight, or you just don't, it's pretty much up in the air right now?
So the fact that Nate McMillan on Saturday said if everything continues to go well, he could be a game time decision on Monday, and then the fact that yesterday he was upgraded to questionable tells me that it's a pretty strong possibility. I mean, I don't know. It's too early to say how, you know, pregame walkthroughs and shoot-arounds will go because it hasn't happened yet, you know. But it's too early to say exactly, you know, how he'll feel later in the day, you know, if he does try to get more shots up, that kind of thing. So it's not a 100% or anything like that, but I think there's a strong possibility given the signs of the last few days.
You think Nate McMillan should be getting Coach of the Year consideration?
You know, I mean, consideration, absolutely. What he has done with this team in the second half is just absolutely crazy. I mean, they went from being one of the worst teams in the fourth quarter to one of the best teams in the fourth quarter. The way he has gotten these guys to buckle down and finish games that they should win, a few games that maybe they weren't supposed to win, the way he has gotten this team to buckle down in the fourth quarter, and just it's just a night and day difference. So consideration, absolutely. I think the one thing that might fly in the face of that is just the smaller sample size, because he has only been, you know, interim coach in the second half. So that's one thing that might be tough. But as far as consideration, yes, because this team's turnaround has been insane.
Sarah, I know Bradley Beal tonight. Don't think he's going to play the rest of in either game they got against the Hawks. Russell Westbrook coming in trying to get that triple-double record. Does he get tonight, even though they're going to lose tonight to the Hawks? I know that. But does he get that triple-double tonight?
Oh, man. You know, it's a possibility. I mean, against the Wizards without Bradley Beal, and the Wizards have been – Washington's been surging, hey. I mean, I like the Hawks' odds these next two games, especially when you take Beal out of the equation. But as far as if he's going to – you know, he's a guy who's going to get his points and his you know, his everything. it's probably a decent chance. But I mean, I like the Hawks' odds against the Wizards. But I mean, he's been pretty unstoppable lately.
Thanks, Sarah. Because I'm writing this stuff down. I might call my bookie later on. Sarah says possibility. Okay, got it.
You got to ask for a cut if it ends up working out. Sarah, we appreciate the
Thank
time.
You so Thank much, you. Sarah.
Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.